K1JE listening. There we go. Sorry about that. W1JE now correctly on the repeater.
KEKN4TFW. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Name here, Scott. I listen a lot because I'm only on the radio for a few minutes a day, but I'm apparently stuck in traffic now, and I guess talking on the radio might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, roger that. It's Ken over here.
I'm over here at, I guess, the Greer-Taylor's border at Buncombe and 29, and I decided to see what Locust Hill Road or 290 would be like coming from Buncombe Road or from 29, because I'm usually further away from this. And I tell you, they got to do something about these roads because we're running out of room. It is packed, bumper to bumper in all directions.
Oh, yeah, if you're headed 290 like you're going out towards 25, you're going to be there a minute.
I'm now moving in some sort of light traffic, but that'll come to an end at the next street light. But, yeah, I've been out here 16 years now, a little over 16 years. And when I first came out here in 04, I mean, there was nothing. Well, now you got to understand where I came from to consider nothing. But I got used to it out here real quick, and now I'm just looking around going, my God, look at all the people and the buildings.
Yep, I feel you on that one. I lived there in Greer since 98, and used to, you could go down that 290, 101, and never pass another car. Now it's just a solid string of cars, and that it's gosh awful terrible.
What is that? Oh, golly. Maybe four, five, maybe, like, how long's it been? My daughter used to work at the Hallmark on 29 over there by the Chick-fil-A and Lowe's and Home Depot. And my wife would always go pick her up because I would be at work. Well, she got a late shift, and my wife asked me to go pick her up. And I'm used to leaving at, like, 6 in the morning and coming, you know, coming back home by 4 o'clock and going down. It was non-traffic area. I went to pick her up at, I think it was 6 o'clock in the evening. Oh, Lord, I came home complaining about traffic. And my wife says, what are you talking about? It's been like that for a while. It shows you how my way getting to and from work makes it easy. Yeah, I don't see half this traffic.
Oh, yeah, I'm on 29 at 5:30 in the morning headed towards Spartanburg, and it isn't nothing, but now it adds another 20 minutes on the trip coming home in the afternoon, showing up.
I get to cross 29 at St. Mark's, and then I get on 290 and head on down the road. And then up here at that Spink station where the Burger King and them are together, it's starting to get a little crowded. But I remember driving to work 15 minutes. That was with all two stoplights, because St. Mark's and 290 didn't have a stoplight at the time. It was a stop sign when I got here. 6 months later, they put the stoplight up. I go, wow, that's interesting. Shoot, that intersection's filling up now.
Yeah, I know. You can't go all the good ways now are just taken up with new stoplights and more traffic. Hey, hang on just a minute. I got to throw some fuel in this truck or else I'm going to be pushing it. KN4TFW, clear for a minute.
Oh, God, don't say that again. I apologize to all ham radio operators. I promise to try not do that again. Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo on the side. And I haven't been on a chicken band radio in 20 years. I'll be monitoring.
For a minute.
Hey, I got a question. I haven't been on, like I say, I don't get on the radio much, but I know they used to have a swap net on Wednesday nights with Gary, DOS. Do they still have that on Wednesday nights? Do you know?
You know, I don't know because I'm an early morning riser, and so I've already shut her down by the time they do the net and everything, so I really can't help you on that. And that that 10 code you called out, yeah, it's hard for me because at work we have to use radios all day and everybody's saying all those 10 codes all the time, and it's like, man, I'm gonna mess up and say it on the radio. I know.
Contact 4CKK. KO4BDM, swap meet is on Wednesdays, 9 o'clock, on the radio.
I was digging in my closet, cleaning out my reloading equipment, and in the bottom of that pile, blow me away, I have a brand new PowerWorks 2-meter 440 radio, brand new in the box still with the software that I have no use for. And so I figured I'd throw it up on the swap net this Wednesday night, but it floored me. I've had that thing probably in the closet for 3 or 4 years now.
82HX,
we got a double. The first guy I was talking to, go ahead. Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo.
Yeah, I think you're going to have somebody be looking for it. KO4BDM.
Are you still in there?
Yeah, I'm still in there. There was somebody else trying to break in there. Think about your radio.
You guys read my mind. KB2HXS Mobile.
You're on the radio still. That's great. Yeah, I got an old PowerWorks, brand new. Just in the box. Still got all the wrapping in it. Never even took it out to test it.
I'm not too familiar with that radio. What is that?
PowerWorks, it's probably made in China, to be honest with you. It's not an Oxing, but it's really solid. We had them at work for about, 3 or 4 years before we went over to Motorola. And I liked the performance of the radio because my boss had one in his office. So I went ahead and bought one. They're, last I looked online, if you look it up, I think it's, I can't remember the name of the website, but if you type in PowerWorks, I think it's a 750 DBX. It comes up, it's $259 for it. And then I've got the software, that's $40. I'm just going to throw that in with the deal and hope to get, I'll say $240. If I get $240 for the radio, I'd be a happy camper.
I might be interested in that. If you want to look me up on QRZ, I'm good on there. You can email me and we can make contact off the radio. I live in Greer. Not Greer, but Greer.
Greer. Yeah, okay. I'm here in Taylor's off of 290 and, St. Mark's. I'm a few miles away from that, 2.5. But I'll give you my phone number over the air. I'm not afraid of that. I've never been afraid of it on a ham radio. You can go ahead and give me a shout. We can talk about it. But that's when I get home, because that's my personal phone. I got my work phone with me. Would you like to do it that way?
Are you the one that lives in that neighborhood over across from Ingalls off 290, that one?
About 3 miles down the road, if you pass up the Little Rebel restaurant, and you come on down, there's a cart dealership called OSAS, One Stop Auto Shop. That's Lynn Road. I live down that road.
Oh, my God. I just turned off Lynn Road. I'm heading back to my... I'm on 290 right now, heading back to Greer. Oh, my gosh. Let me get to the house. I've got a radio set up at the house. We can get on Simplex. You have anything set up at the house?
Well, I do have one radio that picks up a little bit, but not a whole lot. Did a white Ford pickup truck pass you on the road? Did you notice that with a grill in the front?
I'm sorry, I didn't even take notice. I'm in a white Dodge Durango.
Durango. I tell you what, I'll head back out here. About what time will you be home at?
Well, I tell you, why don't you switch over to 5-2 right now, and I'll give you my number on Simplex.
Long since I've done it on this radio. 146-520?
Yes, sir.
I hate you because of the hills and the house in the way, but let me swing over there, and if I can get you, great. If not, what time will you be home at? Because I come out to my truck and get back on it again.
Heck, I'll be home in about 10, 15 minutes. I'm going to turn on Taylor's Road and head right up, and I'll be home.
4:40 right now. How about 5 o'clock? We meet up at 5. I got 4:37 on my digital clock.
5 o'clock on this repeater?
Repeater, and we'll go from there, okay?
Sounds good. I will be listening out. Thank you, gentlemen, for letting me duck in there. I appreciate it. And I'm going to listen out for a few minutes. KB2HXS. Be listening out. Mobile. Just going this way.
I'm in the house. Name here is Scott. Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo. And I'll be clear.
Back in a bit. Thank you. Have a good one, Scott. 73, good to talk to you. KN4TFW.
Ken, was that your name, Ken, right?
Yeah, Roger, I'm the one he was talking about living across from the Ingles.
Punching up too much. We got radios to be further away, you know. All right, well, I'm out of here. Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo, clear.
Hey, we're up.
Just a second, turn this fuel pump off. I'll be back in a minute. KN4TF.
Okay, AB2HXS.
KO4CKK. Mobile. Monitoring.
Good name, KB2HXS.
KB2HSX. How are you this evening, sir?
I'm good. I'm just heading home from working in an attic all day. But I'm good. Name here is Dave. Calls again are KB2HXS. XS. And I'm about 10 minutes out from house.
Seems to be working in an attic, but at least it wasn't 105 outside today. So that had to be a little bit of a blessing. And doing the same. Headed home. Just traveling down 385 south.
Done that. I'm an AC, I'm an air conditioning guy, and I was just installing a system today, a gas system, trying to get the gas up and running, but I got an issue with a pressure valve, so I got to change the regulator. I'm going to go back tomorrow and finish it up, get the AC side working. But, yeah, I've been up in attics 140 degrees down in Florida. It's not fun.
I feel for you, brother. I really do. I've had to work out in the heat some myself, various things that I've done, and it's not a fun experience.
Yeah, it really, if you got a good crew working with you and you can get in the attic early, like 7 o'clock in the morning and knock it out, it's not that bad. But when, you know, when you got to stay up there all day, today wasn't bad. They had a good young fella helping me today, so we just got a few things got to work out.
Well, that is good. When you're a fat guy like me, just no kind of heat fun.
When you're a middle-aged, not so fat guy, it's not fun either.
Well, I can actually add to that as well. Middle-aged, I can go with you on that one.
TSW.
4TSW. Got your fuel all done.
Yeah, I got it all filled up. I was going to ask Dave, is it you the one I was talking to about you were going to try that Della Venturis?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we did. It was pretty good pizza.
I wonder. This is the first time I've caught you on the radio since we talked about that.
Yeah, expensive side, but they're real good. I like the thin crust.
Yeah, I wondered how it was. I knew you were a pizza connoisseur, so I just figured I'd see how it was for you.
Hey, over in Traveler's Rest that day on the way back, is that when we were talking about it?
Yeah, I believe you're right. Yeah, I think your wife was with you and you decided to take a detour and just head over that way. You were headed up to, like, Lyman or somewhere to get a pizza.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we went there that night. We got a couple of pies and brought them home, and it was really good, yeah. I enjoyed it.
All right, well, that's good. I'm glad I didn't steer you wrong then.
Pizza connoisseur. That's funny. Yeah, when I go back to New York, I have a dirt water dog, a bagel, and a slice of pizza. That's my three requisites.
There you go. Yeah, my neighbor just moved down from Connecticut. He was trying to find some place that sold hot dog with the skins.
Water dog. Let's get the other station a chance here. Go ahead.
I have a question. What is a dirt water dog? Obviously, I'm not from up north.
Dirt water dog is the hot dog vendors. They cook them in beer, and they never change the water. They just add more beer. So, yeah, that's why we call them dirty water dogs.
Okay, that's interesting. Maybe one day I'll get an opportunity to try that.
You have to look for the umbrella that says Sabrettes. You got to have the Sabrette hot dogs, dirty water Sabrette hot dogs. You got to put mustard and that brown and the onion in the brown sauce. That's what you gotta have. Onion, mustard and onions.
Yeah, I'd at least like to give it a try. I'm not a huge hot dog person, but I'd definitely give it a try.
Pouch.
That's okay. Down here, there's a lot of things that are good for your bowels.
No, I said belch. Belch, not bowels. Belch. A burp.
Right, I copied that. But they're going the opposite of living down here.
That's funny. Let the other fellow pick up. I don't want to hog the repeater.
You're all right. I'm stuck in traffic. We just went from three lanes down to one lane. There's a wreck on Wade Hinton Boulevard at Highway 14.
I'm glad I'm not going that way. I'm just about ready to take a left here on Taylor's Road. I'm going to be setting my tower up here, hopefully soon, buying a tower from one of the guys here on the repeater, Steve. A nice little 50-footer for the house.
I'll be able to get out good then.
Pretty good location. I'm not in a bad location. I think generally my neighborhood's a little on the higher side. I got one property across the street from me. It's a little higher for me, not much. But right now, if you saw the way I have an antenna set up, and I get out pretty well with it, I think a 50-foot tower would be pretty good.
I'm just my inverted V at 35 feet.
UHF dual bander on a 10-foot pole and an umbrella stand out in front of my house. And it seems to work pretty good. I can get up into the Mount Mitchell machine pretty well.
And I'll be on my HT at the house, and I'll have this radio on crossband repeating, and I can hit the repeaters pretty good.
Not with that yet. I've got a 706 I'm going to put in the car here, and I got a 7000 I'm going to set up at the house, and I don't know, can't crossband with that thing.
My little HD, if I'm not standing on exactly on my X, it ain't going to make it, but if I put it on crossband, and I can go anywhere in the subdivision over there to Ingles and out in ball fields and make it fine, you'll never even know I'm on crossband.
Oh, excellent. Well, I've got an ICOM 2730. I don't know if that crossbands. I have to look that up. Is there another gentleman in here still?
I'm CKK. I'm still here.
I'm a little quick on the draw here. Go ahead. Take it, please.
No, I'm listening to you guys. Trying to find out about this tower. I just was kind of wondering, do you have to worry about the flight path or anything being in your neighborhood?
I don't know where to go to find that out. I'm not in a subdivision with with any kind of restrictions, nothing like that. So, but still, I don't know, who do I contact for that? How do I figure that out?
I'm not 100%, but you might try your local fire marshal, whether you're in Taylor's Fire District, Wade Hampton, or Greer's. One of those guys might be able to answer, or worst case, Greenville County Code. That may be something else that somebody decides to report you if they got a problem with it.
2.8 acres, and my neighbors are pretty far away from me. I don't think it would bother them, but yeah, I want to do it above boards. I don't want to just all of a sudden throw a tower up and upset the neighbors.
Right, I just know how some people can be. Hopefully you do have good neighbors that they don't mind. Doesn't bother them a bit. That's why I like where I'm at down in the country in Lawrence County. Pretty much do whatever you want to.
15 on the west side of Wade Hampton, in the older section. My home was built in 1966, and I was going to put it behind the house in one of the corners, and it really wouldn't be visible unless I cranked it up or whatever. But I'll check out, see what my neighbors think, and I'll check out the local codes and stuff.
Contact?
Go for it.
Yeah, about that tower. I'm back on the radio, W1JE. What I did was I grew mine. I put a Rome 25G up in a suburban neighborhood, and it was an out in that left coast, which who was ever in charge of ham radio back then made it legal. You can put a tower up and you cannot have it pulled down, but you do have to have the insurance if it falls on somebody. But I grew mine. I put a 25-foot piece on there, then put another 25 piece up there. A few neighbors asked what's going on, and then when I put the third one up there, I cut that one in half. That way it didn't have to be that high. Nobody said nothing. I threw up an antenna on it. Nobody said nothing. I left it alone. About a week or two went by, and then I had the police knocking on the door saying I was interfering with TV transmissions in the area, and I showed the officer that it wasn't even hooked up. So I did have a neighbor that didn't like it, but for the most part, I got away with it when I grew it rather than just slap it all up at one time.
This is it's a two-piece crank-up tower, two sections. It's like 29 or 26 feet a section. And, we'll see. Anyway, I'm in the driveway. If you want to copy my number real quick, I'll give it to you.
Now, and I got one right here, and I need a piece of paper. All right, go ahead, I'm ready.
Area code is 772-559-2267. 559-2267.
That's a copy, 772-559-2267. All right. I'll give you about five more minutes, and then I'll give you a call.
Sounds good. Talk to you in a bit. Gentlemen, I'm gonna duck out. 73 all around. KB2HXS mobile is gone.
Hey, good talk to you, KN4TFW.
Juliet Echo, clear.
KO4CKK, this is Mark. $73, y'all. I'm about to the Alpha Phil. Have a good night.
73, Scott. You guys have a good one.